I'm Kaya.
And I'm Aspen.
And we're Burning the Disco Down.
Hey.
Hello.
What's up, everyone?
Happy Wednesday. Happy March.
We made it.
Guys, it's almost spring. We're so close.
This is like technically spring too.
Yeah.
Like we made it to March.
We're I think St. Patrick's Day is usually my like.
Yeah. I wonder when spring. Spring solstice? No.
No. But like first day of spring does exist. Yes. I think it's March
21st.
I know, but that's like the 13th? Solstice.
First no, the time spring. Change is March 13th, I think.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not.
It's March 19th.
March 19th.
You know what?
Okay.
St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. Wow.
So, slay. It's the spring equinox.
Spring. I was like, not solstice.
I was like, not solstice. I'm not sure.
Equinox. Fall equinox. Winter solstice. Summer solstice. Spring equinox.
Yeah.
There's your guys' lesson.
The more you know.
Anyways.
We're so close.
We're so close. And then it's summer.
Thank God.
I know.
The summer's going to go crazy.
I was like, summer's going to be a movie.
No, it literally is because I was looking at my like schedule for like concerts and like Taylor Fest, Simple Nights and stuff. And I was like, damn.
Yeah, we got a lot going on.
We got a lot going on. It's going to be a good summer.
In the best way.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Okay, let's just jump in.
Yeah, we got a lot to cover today.
The Girls That Live in Delusion. This is our life update. Go ahead. What's your life update?
Oh, the security guard texted me again.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas my mom refers to him, Little Rock has texted me again. I'll just give you a synopsis, but there's a couple messages that I fear have to be read out loud.
If he only knew.
This is crazy. So last time he texted me, it was like a video of Taylor Swift that like popped up for him on Facebook Reels. And so I think he's just like using Taylor Swift related things to like
have an excuse to text.
Yeah. So he texted on Saturday and he said, basically he was like, I found something that might be familiar to you. And it's one of our clear bags that says, by the way, I'm going out tonight, like from Taylor Fest. And I was like, oh my God, you should wear it. And he was like, one of our guys's, it's his personal bag.
That's purse.
That's purse. Is that what purse is short for?
Personal bag? Purse.
Do you know the sound on TikTok too?
That's like I have purse.
Yeah, I have purse. No, like that's what it's making me think of. But is that what it's short for?
Hang on. Where did the word?
Because I'm saying personal bag, purse and I'm like purse. I have purse.
No.
Oh.
It's from Bursa. Which is means like hide or leather. So it is like from when the Greeks made bags out of leather.
There it is. I have bursa. No.
Unfortunately, it's not personal.
Anyways,
bag.
Moving on. Then he was like, oh, where are you guys at this weekend? I was like, we're off. We're not going. I was like, we don't have shows again until Houston and Dallas the weekend of the 15th. And then he said, you didn't want to invite me to Dallas? And I said, I didn't realize you wanted to be a Taylor Fest groupie that bad. And he said, maybe just a Kaya groupie, LOL. And then we proceeded to talk about the shows. And I was like, I didn't realize that it was that close to Little Rock. And then I...
You're really just spilling all the tea on the podcast.
I know. I'm not dropping first and last names, though, so it's fine.
True.
I said, it's also selling pretty bad, so you wouldn't be missing much LMAO.
That means everyone should go tell their
if
friends
to buy
tickets.
If you guys live in
tickets,
Dallas, come to the show, please. I swear to God.
Please come dance with us.
I swear to God. TaylorCon can choke. They're ruining my life. TaylorCon and the Jonas Brothers are ruining my life. Anyway, and he said, I would be missing you. Isn't that enough? And I, the gasp that I gasped.
My heart exploded.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That made me so excited.
That was a crazy thing for him to say.
That crazy. Made me so happy.
So look, if you come to Dallas, maybe he'll also come to Dallas, and then
we could do a meet and greet.
Can meet him, and then you'll know.
We're gonna put him at a table with a Sharpie, and he's gonna sign autographs.
And there's gonna be a big Burning the Disco Down poster behind him.
He's gonna be like our representative.
He's not gonna know why, and that's okay. He doesn't need to know.
He shouldn't.
But yeah, crazy. What else? I went outside again last weekend. I went to the park.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice outside. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice.
What about you?
I've been deathly ill, like I am right. every other week. And
it's that time of the year where I've been sick every week.
Literally, my immune system is trash. Mm-hmm. But I saw these like vitamins on TikTok that are called... They sell them at Whole Foods. Okay. They're called They're not TikTok, like some like
TikTok shop.
No, no. I'm like, yeah, I bought these TikTok shop vitamin. Yeah, from Temu. No. Someone was like, because you know when you get sick or you like feel like you're about to get sick, you look up everything that you can do to not get sick. And someone said to get these vitamins, and I got them, and I feel like they work, but also I was so sick.
Yeah, I feel that, like you could do them earlier.
Yeah,
like when you first get the tickle. In
yeah,
your throat.
Yeah. But, like, I feel like they definitely shortened my, like, sickness.
Yeah.
Because on Friday, I was unwell. Like, I literally had a fever the entire day. It was awful.
Right.
And then the next day, I was like, oh, my God, I only have a cold.
Right.
And so, like, I feel like it was the vitamins. But maybe I'm just going crazy.
Yeah. Right.
But, yeah. Oh, this is what I wanted to talk about. Me living in delusion. I don't really know if this counts as a life update, but it's just something that I've been thinking about a lot lately. You might say my new Roman Empire.
Right.
I listened to this podcast about the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, Jesus Christ. One thing about Aspen is she loves a conspiracy theory.
I love conspiracy theories. Okay. Have you ever really thought about the Bermuda Triangle? Okay.
Weirdly enough, because of Scooby-Doo.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I never really...
Yeah.
Mine was always because of Zach and Cody when they were on the ship and then they went through the Bermuda Triangle. Yeah. But I listened to this podcast about it and it's like this unexplained mystery. And what used to happen with the Bermuda Triangle, now like a lot of people go through it every day and like it's fine, but like people still go missing. But a long time ago, hundreds of ships, you guys, this is actually crazy. Hundreds of ships went through the Bermuda Triangle. And this was like a long time ago when like they would bring like live animals on the boats and like trade or, you know, whatever they did with the animals.
Barter.
Yeah. Right. And so the boat would sail through and the boats would reach land and all the people would be gone, but the boat would be fine and all the animals were still there. Multiple times.
What?
Only people that went through the Bermuda Triangle.
What do you mean?
And this is why it's such a big deal. Was because I always thought it was like,
I thought they just like wrecked.
Yeah, or like the compass like stopped working because of like something going like who I knows just what. Wrecked. Yeah, and it was just like a hard place to like go through, like fly through or whatever. But no, the people would literally just disappear, and no one found any trace of them. And then the boat and the animals would come to shore fine.
That's so strange.
I know.
So did they give any explanation on the podcast?
It's unsolved mystery.
Oh.
This is what I'm saying is like, no one cares.
Hey, wait. This being said, did I make this up? Isn't the next season of The Outer Banks supposed to be at the Bermuda Triangle?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything about that.
No, I mean like from where it left off. Like I could have sworn they were supposed to go to the Bermuda Triangle or something. I don't remember
that. I don't remember that. Maybe. You might be right.
Also, didn't they do that in Pirates of the Caribbean too?
They went to the Bermuda Triangle?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very popular storyline.
Yeah, yeah. Across it's like, any it's like a ocean. Mystery.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really need to look more into it now. Because after this podcast, I was like, wait a second.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's just like one of those things where you're like, why is no one talking about this?
Yeah, so like,
I'm
bringing
it to everyone's attention.
You haven't like given it any additional thought. And then once you like realize, you're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, so I'll do some research and get back to you guys next week about what I found.
Yeah.
But that's it. Also, we just booked a Taylor Fest show in New York City today.
Yeah.
That's happening in
Manhattan.
2 weeks. Which is so exciting.
So exciting.
So if you guys know of anyone in New York, we have 2 weeks to fill up this show. So please tell them to buy tickets and come dance with us.
Please come.
And it's at Bowery Ballroom, which is like just so like
so iconic.
Invisible String, Taylor Swift, William Bowery.
COVID. Also, the like Bleachers are literally playing there this week.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
It's going to be so crazy.
Aspen will be there. So you can meet Aspen.
You can. Yeah, it'll be so fun.
If any of you live in New York.
And maybe I can like come live with you because that's my dream.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So you can buy tickets at Perfect Night Productions on Instagram to any of our Taylor Fest shows. But okay, moving on to our next segment, Obsessive Little Me. What have you been obsessed with?
I've gotten these little fruits called Fruit Riot, and they're covered in...
Oh, yeah, but you talked about this.
I did. Did I talk about last time? Okay, well, I got the mangoes this time.
Okay.
So good. I'm really trying to find the pineapple. Also, I've realized that they have very few followers on Instagram and TikTok, so I'm really...
You could become an influencer for them.
I saw this one girl who has like a ton of followers, and she's been posting about them, and that's like why they went viral. But they sent her like a whole PR box.
We posted TikTok
of like the fruits, and then they gave her like a little Sherpa zip up. It was really cute. But yeah, I need to post on TikTok about them.
You should do like a taste test or something.
Yeah.
This is your moment.
I know. I'm like,
you're going to become an ambassador.
Fruit Riot, please sponsor me. Thank you. Fruit Riot
is such a funny name. I know. I like it.
I know. It's so goofy. But yeah, that. And then I've been listening to the MTV Unplugged Bleachers album.
Yeah, me too.
So much the last couple weeks. It's just like so spring coated.
Yeah.
Brings me a lot of joy.
So good.
Yeah.
I've been listening to like their new like whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I like that song Modern Girl a lot. Mm-hmm. It's so good. Oh, my obsession has been the Tarte trip.
Fair. Also valid. Yeah, I did that for a few hours.
Yeah. And I'm just wondering, my friend and I were talking about this, another conspiracy theory, how is Tarte paying for this?
So I saw a couple of videos about this, and like obviously they're still paying for the like private jets and the Bora Bora huts and whatever, but like all of that PR stuff
gets donated.
It's like donated or a collaboration. Yeah. So like they're not paying for everything.
But how are they paying for the jets?
That I don't know.
And the huts.
That I don't know.
Like it, like,
I mean, it is a huge company.
It is, but like, and think I don't about think they have makeup that you use.
Yeah, but also like, I don't think they have any other marketing budget. Like, I think this is their marketing budget, you know? Like, they're not putting out commercials. They're not doing like big rollouts.
True, true.
They literally only do influencer marketing. Like, I can't tell you the last time I saw anything other than influencer marketing about Tarte.
I guess like, in my mind, the only products that they have are the concealer.
Yeah.
And the like lip the thing that I always see on TikTok.
Maracuja lip. Yeah.
I can't think of any other Tarte.
Well, they have everything.
Yeah. But like that people like.
Yeah.
That people always use.
Oh, they do have the dupe for Charlotte Tilbury. Once.
Oh, yeah. They just made the.
Yeah.
But it's kind of similar in price.
Yeah. But like.
So, yeah. I don't know. But yeah, I've been like, I love that like type of content.
Yeah.
So I've been watching.
Oh yeah. I like what I spent like multiple hours on Friday, like just watching everyone's.
It's so fun to see
little vlogs.
I'm like living through them.
Yeah.
But also I like saw so many comments of people that were like, I don't understand how this is making me want to buy Tarte.
Yeah.
And I kind of like agree with
So I've seen a lot of videos saying that like it's de-influencing them, but like they're still talking about Tarte.
Yeah. I
so like,
it's like
at
that
point,
I would just say it's not like. Like, it's making me want to follow these influencers because
and
I like
think,
them.
I think that's more of the goal. Like, I feel like with influencer trips, it's not really, like, it's awareness, but it's not, like, your ROI is more of awareness. It's not going to be the amount of, like, content that they're getting for free. Like, they're probably not paying these influencers.
They're just giving
them the free trip, the free product.
For sure.
And they're getting so much content about it.
Yeah.
And it's more of, like, an awareness campaign.
Of their brand?
Yeah, like, of their brand. And then it's also kind of, like, I just remember, like, the YouTube days, they did influencer stuff like this all the time. And it was, like, awareness for the brand, but also, like, I don't know, it's, like, celebrating the influencers that have been, like, helping them for so long. Like, I don't think their goal is to,
like, sell product.
Be marketing product that aggressively. Like, they're just, it's just, like, an awareness campaign.
Yeah, okay. I guess that, like, makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just, like, such an interesting... Like, in my mind, I'm like, you're doing a great job marketing the influencers.
But also, they're getting a lot of videos now that are, like, people being, like, me using my Tarte whatever.
Yeah,
You know,
yeah,
like,
they
want to like,
go on the trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I guess it's just.
It's just, like, word of mouth awareness is the goal.
It's just interesting.
And that's, like, their entire marketing budget
like
is
it
influencers.
Just, it doesn't. I'm not going to go buy the.
No
product.
No.
For,
well, I mean,
like,
I'm
going to no
keep
reason.
Using the ones that I'm using.
Yeah.
Like I use Shape Tape and I use.
Yeah.
The Maracuja, whatever the fuck. Lip.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. I don't have anything, but I'm like, it's more so like if it was them filming like Get Ready With Me's, which I know a lot of them do that.
Yeah.
With, like the makeup. And then maybe I'd be like, oh, dang, that looks nice. Like I need to buy that.
Yeah.
But, like, with this, I'm kind
of,
like...
Well, I think also, like, Tarte just knows that, like, none of their makeup stuff is really revolutionary.
Yeah, so they're just like let's go to Bora Bora.
So, it's, like, this is their thing, you know? like their influencer sense. Program is like their revolutionary thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't, like, I don't understand how they're, like, making a lot of money.
No, I don't think they are, and I don't think that's the goal.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Like, I don't, I literally just think it's awareness.
It's so weird, but so fun to watch.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's move on to our burning questions.
You forgot the Mad Woman section.
Oh, my God. I forgot the Mad Woman section.
How dare you?
What are you mad about? Me forgetting the Mad Woman section.
Yeah, I'm actually really angry at Aspen for getting the section. It's very important to me. What am I mad about this week? I am mad about... I'm like trying to think of a way to say this without like...
I'm scared.
Doxing my work.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I am mad that... Like, this is really niche to me, obviously. If you don't know, I work in social media. And I'm just, like, really tired of people, like, thinking that they understand social media and then, like, showboating their knowledge around and thinking that they know better when they're hiring a different group of people to run their social media. It's very frustrating. Yeah.
I understand that.
And that's as far as I can go.
I feel like that's, like, a lot of jobs, though, like... When you're hiring, like when you're outsourcing someone, but then like the client that you're working for is like, no, I know better than you. It's like, well, then why'd you hire me?
Yeah, it's always men. It's literally always men. I also got mansplained to what International Women's Day was last week. So that was crazy. He told me that it was really important to celebrate like leaders and heroes in women's history, and that he really looks forward to highlighting their team members this month. And then has still not sent me the team members to highlight. So he can't be that excited. But I was literally like, okay. Like, I just sat on the Zoom and I was like,
thank you, though.
Right. Yeah. I understand the importance. Thank you so much. You are talking to an agency of all women, actually. So that's crazy.
Oh, my God.
But that's what I'm mad about this week.
Something I'm mad about is, oh, I have been trying to get a new phone.
Right.
And... I never really understood, because I have AT&T.
Same.
I never understood, like, what it meant by you get a free upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out. It just means that you paid off your phone.
Yeah.
And that you have to buy a new one.
Yeah, but
there's nothing free.
Yeah, but if you pay off your phone, that's when you can trade it in and get your $700.
Yeah, like, but that's different. So you can either do a trade-in or you can do a free upgrade. And you can also, like, combine it, but you can't do a trade-in. Like, they make it so confusing. But it's literally just a marketing tactic. The words free upgrade mean nothing.
Yeah.
Like, they should just take that part away.
Yeah.
Because you can trade in your phone and get in, like, put that money towards a new phone. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
But free upgrade, like, just means that you paid off your phone. And right. It's time for an... It's, like, in their mind, time to start paying us again.
Yeah.
Time to get a new phone. I thought it meant you got a free phone.
No.
Like, I literally thought.
Unfortunately,
you got
no.
a free phone.
Unfortunately, no.
And I went in and I was like talking to the person and I was like, literally, what does free upgrade mean? And they were like, oh, like you paid off your phone. And I was like, I know. And they were like, yeah, so you can get another one. I'm like, what
it
if
basically
I like,
just
don't
means
want
that, like,
to pay for another one?
Yeah, it just means that you can go back onto the payment plan. Because if you buy it like from Apple...
Yeah,
you have to pay it all at once.
Yeah.
So it's like, but yeah, it's
like,
not free.
You're either paying a zero
it's
monthly
girl
payment
math.
Or it's
they're
girl literally
mathing you.
Girl math.
Yeah, they're literally girl mathing you.
But they're also scamming me.
Because they're like, you paid it off, so now it's free.
Yeah. But not even that. Like they're like, a free upgrade just means that like you don't owe any more money towards your phone. And so in their mind, they're like, perfect. Now what you want is a new phone since
right.
you spent all this money paying off your phone. It's
right.
Your payment's finally done. Time to start paying again.
Yeah.
So stupid.
It is.
Anyways, I'm still going to do it. But.
Right. I mean, you literally have to.
I literally have
it's,
to.
If you guys
my
can see
iPhone
Aspen's
11
phone,
or like 10. I don't even
so
know what
bad.
I have.
It's so,
falling apart.
Literally the only thing holding it together is her case.
And
genuinely. That's
I,
not an exaggeration.
No, and my case broke. And so
and it's time. Also, we forgot during the Girls That Live in Delusion segment
uh-huh.
that Aspen and I are going to a bar opening this week.
Oh yeah,
we got invited as influencers. Yeah. And the Denver Nuggets are going to be there.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Just everyone process that information as you see fit. So next week's episode we'll be talking about that.
So hopefully next week Kai has a ring on her finger.
We're gonna have a crazy recap for you guys next week
when Kai is engaged. Oh my god, wait, we need to talk about Love is Blind.
Oh my god,
because I've been watching.
Should we wait though? Because
maybe we wait till it's over.
Yeah, because it's over this week, so we can talk about it next week.
Okay
everyone catch up if you haven't.
Yeah, I watched literally all of it in one day.
Yeah,
when I was sick,
because the rest of it comes out on Wednesday.
It makes me happy for the people, or the person that I am and the people that I have in my life, because like I didn't know people this crazy
existed.
God,
I love this show. Yeah, it's so entertaining.
It's so like insane. Okay, on to our burning questions. Okay, you guys can submit questions, comments, stories, anything that you want at the link in our bio. It's all anonymous. And yeah, we love to hear what you have to say.
Okay, first of all, this person says, Kaya, I have been listening to Austin by Dasha, whatever, nonstop, and it's so good. I'm so glad you recommended it. Thanks for my new addiction. You're welcome. Anytime. It's such a good song. It slays so hard. Okay, this one says, this week you asked us what song we're most looking forward to on Tortured Poets. I feel like Kaya and I have very similar For You pages, so you might have already seen this, but there's a TikTok I'll link to that has a really beautiful prediction of what I Can Do It With a Broken Heart will sound like. So I'm really interested to see how similar it is to this. I'm also really excited for the title track because I expect it to be the thesis statement of the album. First of all, you saying that the title track is the thesis statement of the album is genius. Such a good way to put that. That genius. That was so smart.
The TikTok that they were saying, it says, it basically was like, anything you can do, I can do better, and I can do it with a broken heart.
Yeah, that was sly.
Like what the storyline was gonna be. And this also made me think about the what is it called? Not monologue. Like the thing that she writes. What is that called?
The foreword?
Yeah, of the album.
Yeah.
Imagine what it's going to be for this
album.
Yeah,
it's going to be crazy.
I haven't even thought about it.
Especially because there's so many fucking variants.
It's going to be crazy.
With so many bonus songs. Okay. Next one. Everyone has... Kaya, have you seen the thing where Percy Jackson covers and Spines line up? If you haven't, go to TikTok because I'm amazed. I looked it up. It's crazy. But also, those aren't the original covers. But Slay. They slayed it. It looks so good.
The front was cool.
The front is crazy. Like, that was... mastermind for sure.
Yeah,
very cool. Okay, this person says, hello, I was wondering if either of you have any tips or suggestion for getting your driver's license. Hey Siri, play Olivia Rodrigo, lol. Essentially my story is I'm 19 and I don't have my driver's license yet. The idea of driving gives me so much anxiety, so I've been avoiding it. So many people in my life, especially my family, make me feel super bad and dumb for not having it yet. Also, I'm an environmental studies student and I do climate activism work, so the idea of driving isn't the most appealing for that reason. Fair. I know you both drive, so I was wondering if you had any tips for getting over the fear of driving or anything related to the process. Thanks in advance. Also, I'm Canadian, so I'm not sure what the process is, if the process is different in the US. I'm going to assume that it is.
Yeah.
It's also different state by state here, so yeah. I don't even know what your process looks like here.
Yeah.
But... you're talking to the right people.
So true.
Because we both got our driver's licenses our senior year of high school. So we were also late on the driver's license.
Yeah. Timeline. And the reason I didn't get mine is because I was scared.
Same.
So you're so valid.
This is really valid.
Yeah.
It's kind of just like exposure therapy, honestly.
Yeah. You just have to do it.
Yeah. And like, I don't know about how Canada is, but like here, I don't know if you have like a permit before you have a license, but here you get your learner's permit and then you have to get, well, at least in Virginia, you got your learner's permit and then you had to get like a certain amount of hours before you could take the driving. Well, ours was like you had to get your learner's permit and it was a written test. Then you got your permit. Then you had to do driving with your parent for a certain amount of hours. Then you had to take driving school for another certain amount of hours.
Same.
And then take your final actual driving test.
Yeah.
And then you got your license.
Yeah, same.
So it's kind of like, I don't know, our system, you'll never hear me say this again. Our system like kind of prepares you well, like it works well.
Yeah.
Because it's like baby steps. So I don't know what Canada's is like, but it is really just exposure therapy.
Yeah. And here they also made you like, because we live in the mountains, you have to go with an instructor and drive in the mountains, drive in the city, and then drive somewhere else.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And they literally told me I wasn't gonna pass.
Oh,
I am genuinely a really bad driver.
Yeah, she's very open about this.
And it's something that I'm like, like I'm very safe.
Yeah.
But not at the same time. Like, I don't take risks. And that's the problem. Like, I'm always in the right lane.
Yeah, you have to be a defensive driver.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I need to be. Yeah. It's I just don't think I'm ever going to be good at it. It yeah. gives me so much. Like, I hate driving more than anything on earth. But also, I understand how necessary it is. And I don't think, like, anyone should make you feel bad about not having your license. That's yeah. just ridiculous. But, like, you do. If you don't live in, like, a place that's like easily a walkable city. Yeah. You need to know how to drive. Because, like, in case of an emergency or if you ever, like, become a parent or something, like, it's just an important skill to have.
Yeah.
But I promise it gets, like, also it is so scary and it gets easier.
Yeah. And, like, start on, like, back roads, side roads.
Yeah.
Like, don't get on the highway.
No, yeah,
god forbid, don't do that yet. But, like, take baby steps to it, you know. Like, it's just gonna be an exposure therapy situation. And also, on the note of environmentalism, heard.
Yeah.
I understand you, I hear you, and I agree, but, like,
it's just unfortunate that it's, like, it's something so necessary in everyone's day-to-day life.
Yeah, unless you're, like, living in New York yeah. where it's super walkable and you have great public transportation.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. But also, on the pro side, if you can drive, then you can carpool with your friends
yeah.
and reduce the carbon emissions that way a little bit. But
and also, like, you could get your license, have that skill in your toolbox of skills, and then decide to take public transportation yeah. instead. I have friends that do that.
Yeah, you don't even have to own a car.
Yeah, like, but then you at least have your driver's license, and in case of emergency or something happened, you know how to drive.
Yeah.
But yeah, you also just have to think about how many people drive every single day. You know, like, people drive every yeah. single day. Like, it's not something that's, like, so far-fetched that's, like, it's scary at first, but, like, you'll be totally fine.
It's also just thinking about the things that, like, you can control in the situation.
Yeah.
So, like, being a good defensive driver is obviously very helpful because you can't control what everyone else is doing on the road, but, like, you know what you're doing. And my dad always told me when I was learning how to drive, whenever you're driving, like, always anticipate what could happen. Yeah. Like, if I'm driving and I'm like, oh, a deer could run out on the road, and what would I do in that situation? But yeah. I know, like, I have the answers to that. Or, like, I'm on the highway and someone in front of me gets in a wreck. What do I do to get out of it? You know, like, it's like
yeah.
just, like, anticipating stuff that could happen and knowing how to get out of it. I also took a class when it was a mandatory class. But I had a mandated class after I got my first speeding ticket, and it was like, it was supposed to be, like, traffic safety law, but she went into, like, extreme detail about how to get out of so many situations. Like, we talked about what to do if your car ends up in the water, like, how to get out.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And I was like, this is so helpful. Like, yeah. why didn't I learn about this stuff in class? Like, why yeah. was this a court-mandated class for speeding? Like, yeah. it was crazy. But, yeah, just, like, anticipating and learning how to get out of, like, situations like that yeah. I think are helpful.
This, like, education is so powerful because, like, the more educated you are, like, knowing what to do when or, like, exactly, like, how to get out of situations, like, that will build your confidence so much and you'll be a confident driver. And that is so important. But, yeah, hopefully that helped you. Just think, like, you can do it. You can do so many hard things. And this isn't even, like, it's hard at first, but it's like riding a bike. It's like driving a car.
Right.
You got it.
You do got it.
Okay, this person says, have you guys watched the NASCAR documentary on Netflix? I'm an early teen girl and never thought I'd be so invested in anything, but this is literally my new hobby.
Okay, this is so funny that you say this. Like, truly so funny, because I was just talking to my friend Leish about this quite literally yesterday. So there's, like, this whole thing with F1 that, like, has become, I'm educating Aspen at the same time as I'm explaining this. It's become, like, this huge pop culture thing. And Leish told me yesterday, she was like, no, this is, like, what, like, the 20-year-olds, like, you have to pick your, like, preference. Like, you have to pick your bias. Like, you would in, like, One Direction, or you pick your favorite guy. It's like that, but F1 racers. Like, it's crazy. And it's, like, this whole, like, culture, and, like, you have to pick your favorite. And it's, like, one of those things where if your friend picks someone, you can't pick the same person.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so we were just talking about this, and I haven't seen the documentary, but I kind of want to.
I love a documentary,
but
so.
I know that there's a lot of romance books that are F1 romance
books. Oh my God.
And Leish has read them, and my roommate has also read them, and so I know they're very popular. But I kind of want to watch the documentary, but I have a suggestion for you. You should watch Gran Turismo
on Netflix. Oh my God, the movie is Netflix. So good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good. And I had no idea it was a true story until the very end. And I was like, you're
telling me this was
No. And I was like, you're telling me this is real? Like, I knew the video game was real, but I thought it was just like one of those movies based on the video game.
No, is that insane?
But when they said true story, I was shocked.
Yeah.
Shocked to my core. You have to watch it. It's so good.
It's such a good movie.
Yeah. Like they really.
Wait, it's on Netflix?
Yeah.
I saw it in the movie theater. That's crazy.
It's so good.
Oh my God. Yeah. That movie is so good.
So that's all I'm going to say. I'll watch the documentary though.
Anyone on this podcast should watch that movie.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's so good. Gran Turismo.
I'm going to the Guts tour alone with my friend and no adults. We're both in high school and I feel so unprepared about logistics, like what time we should get there, when the doors open, merch, etc. I've searched on TikTok and Olivia's website and I can't find any info. If you have any tips for some 17-year-old fangirls going to their first concert alone, please help us. You guys are the absolute best. You have come to the right spot.
So true.
My mom used to drop me off at concerts by myself when I was like 14. So I have plenty of tips for you. First of all, if you can't find the time that your doors open, it should be like on the Ticketmaster website or whatever website you bought the tickets on. Like it should be there.
Yeah, look on your ticket.
Yeah, like it'll tell you what time doors open. I think she's doing early merch is what I've heard. So I would look into that. I think it's the day before still, like the Eras Tour was, and also Harry and everyone else ever. So I think she's doing day before merch also, or at least she was at the beginning of tour. So I feel like that would probably be a good idea to go the day before and get your merch if you can. Yeah, doors open. What time you should get there? I feel like depending on, I don't know if you have like pit or a seat. If you have a seat, I would just get there when the doors open, because usually the doors open an hour before the opener starts, so that gives you like plenty of time to get like a little lemonade, a soda, a snack,
a pretzel,
take your pictures, a pretzel of course, take your pictures, maybe get merch. Although if you're getting merch, I would go earlier than doors because the lines are usually pretty long at doors.
Yeah.
So I would plan a little bit earlier if you're getting your merch day of. But yeah, if you're not worried about merch, I would get there right at doors. However, of course, if you're pit and you want a good view, you'll have to get there a little bit earlier. But yeah. I don't know where your seats are. But from what I've seen, pretty much like everywhere in pit seems like a pretty good view if you do have pit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, set a place to meet up at the end of the show. In case you guys get split up, like before the show starts, make sure you set up a place. I don't know if you guys are driving yourselves. ParkWiz will like show you parking lots nearby and how much they'll cost. So then you can get your parking figured out beforehand, because I recommend, if you don't have like the pre-purchased parking at the arena, I would recommend figuring that out beforehand.
Yeah. How you're going to get there.
Yeah. But yeah.
Have fun.
Next question works well. What are your thoughts on Guts Tour and are you going? We are going.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Have you seen anything about it?
A little bit.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything like too in-depth in case anybody's avoiding spoilers. But it looks fantastic. I'm so excited. Her like performance.
Her outfits
are so good. And her just like stage presence is so much better, which like obviously is going to come with experience. Yeah. But
it's like
insane.
A real tour now.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm going to St. Louis on the 12th of March. So if any of you guys are going to that, so let soon. Me know. And I'll be on the floor for that. And then we're going to Denver, too.
Yes.
So if you guys are going to that, let us know, too.
It's going to be so good.
We're so excited. What song do you think will be the first single from Tortured Poets?
I don't think there's going to be...
Well, I mean, like, after it gets released.
Oh, after it gets released?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be...
That's hard.
I need to, like, look at all of them.
I don't know. I don't have an answer. My first thought is title track, but like I feel like she never does that as a single.
I think Post Malone one,
yeah, that's probably a good bet. Okay, same person said, and what's your favorite of the album covers now that there's four of them, the most recent one?
My favorite is the one where she's like looking back, like
the water one.
Yeah,
mine's the most recent one where she's like,
yeah,
her arms are all in her hair. Okay, also same person, this is my favorite podcast. I always look forward to Wednesdays because of it.
Thank you. So nice. Love you.
What are your thoughts on the new album? I'm going to refer you to our previous episodes about this album.
Yes.
Because we have a lot.
We have so many thoughts.
In length. Okay. This person says, hello, it's the girl who said Camila Mendez was born to be in rom-coms. Loved hearing your thoughts on Upgraded and glad we can agree how incredible her acting skills are. I started listening to this podcast way back when you first released it, but I fell behind. So I've gone back and started from early days again, and it's the best part of my day when I find time to listen. This is such a nice comment. Just because I feel like I'm hanging out with two of my best friends, I'm going to cry. Just wanted to say I agree with Aspen about the Tortured Poets Department being the most anticipated Taylor release for myself just because of how insane the track list is and because I cannot wait to hear what she has to say about Yogurt Boy, lol. Love you guys. Thanks for all the laughs.
We love you. Thank you love. For writing in. That's that. That's so wholesome. That was so nice.
There's a couple other questions that got put in here, but we're going to include them in our interview question segment. If you didn't listen to last week's,
go listen first
episode. Well, actually, yeah, if you haven't listened to last week's, I answered these questions and this week Aspen's answering these questions.
I'm nervous.
It's her time in the hot seat. But before we do that, we can go through some of these burning questions.
Yeah, yeah,
for both of us, since they were submitted after I went through it
as interview questions.
What Taylor Swift song best describes your love life? Aspen, you go first because you actually have a love life.
My love life is pretty stable and happy. I hate to brag.
What's that like?
So, okay, my problem is I only listen to sad Taylor Swift songs.
Correct.
But, like, my life's happy. Maybe Lover? Kaya, what's yours? I can't say, like...
No, I know it makes, like, that's correct for you, but it's just like, damn, okay, that's fine.
That's why I said, I hate to say
no,
this,
like, but. That's actually so sickening. Like, that actually makes me want to die.
Let Hang me on. Look at some other songs.
Yeah, I need to look really quick. Mine's Foolish One.
That's a good answer. I feel like so many people can relate. Like, I see people make TikToks about that all the time.
No, like, every time I listen to it, I just think of it, like, in, like, a campy, like, cunty way where she's just being, like,
yeah,
foolish one.
And she's, like, smiling, checking, like, so your mailbox. Upset.
Yeah, that's me. That's correct.
It's such a good song.
Have you guys seen Gilmore Girls? And if so, who is your favorite of Rory's boyfriends? Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, my God.
I know. I need to watch.
Oh my God. Hang on. I need to.
My sister's obsessed with Gilmore Girls.
Mine's Jess, I'm pretty sure. Logan, sure. But, like, I don't know if you've watched the reunion season, but, like, I'm just like, what are we doing? It just, I'm Team Jess. Sorry. Which actually probably makes a lot of sense for me if you really think about it. Anyway, moving on. Moving into our actual interview questions.
Why does my stomach hurt for no reason?
These are the ones.
These are, like, really easy questions.
So easy. And also, I already answered them.
I know.
So these are the same questions that I answered last week, but now it's Aspen's turn. So what is making you feel positive these days?
The fact that we get to go have Taylor Fest in New York City.
Love.
And that means I get to go to, like, New York City, so, and that's my favorite place on earth.
Like, that's what it is.
And that's all.
It's that you get to go to New York.
Yeah, that I get to go to New York.
Right. Okay. What's your go-to breakfast?
Yogurt. Like granola with, like, chocolate chips in it.
Yeah.
And fruit.
Yeah. Who were your celebrity crushes growing up?
Zac Efron.
Right.
And that's all.
That's so valid. Do you have someone you take style inspo from?
Like everyone on Pinterest. Mm-hmm. For a long time I was obsessed with Elsa Hosk, who's mm-hmm. like a model. Mm-hmm. And also, like, Sophia Richie.
I was gonna say, isn't Sophia Richie one of
yeah,
yours?
Yeah, Sophia Richie's
yeah.
like iconic, amazing, beautiful.
Top five Taylor Swift songs right now. Dun dun.
Okay, this for me is, like, right now. Like, yes. These are not my favorite moment. Songs, but, like, songs I've been
what
loving
are you
lately.
Listening to? Yeah. What have you been streaming?
I shuffled all Taylor's music the other day and, like, was listening to, like, songs I don't usually listen to, and so this is, like, good for right now.
Yeah.
The Lakes Long Pond version.
Okay.
Not normal.
Good
Long
choice.
Pond.
Yep.
Daylight. Right. I've been into Daylight. Maroon, Always.
Always.
That's three. I can't count. Nothing New.
Mm.
Always.
Right.
And Call It What You Want.
Nice. Nice.
That's
solid. Well rounded.
Thank you.
What's the best trip you've ever been on?
The best trip I've ever been on...
like a hard question. That's a
really hard question.
You really have to think.
My boyfriend and I went on a cruise, and it was like the first time that I went to multiple like locations in one vacation, if that makes sense. Like, yeah, we like traveled around, and so I got to see all these really pretty islands, and I think that was like my favorite.
Yeah, valid. Yeah. Also, if you guys didn't know that Aspen has a boyfriend, please write it and tell us, because I need to know, just for scientific purposes.
No one knows
if this was the first time that you
literally
realized
no
this.
One knows us the saying truth comes out
us saying like what Taylor Swift song describes your love life, and I'm like, right, well,
like,
Aspen,
oh god, this is an extremely personal question.
I'm just really curious if you guys knew or not. So please write in and let us know if you knew, or if you were shocked when you listened to this episode. I think we probably mentioned him a handful of times, but like, still. What are the five things you would bring to a deserted island?
Okay, you said sunscreen, so I'm going to say sunscreen because that was such a good answer.
I hate watching, this is so niche, but I hate watching like when people get deserted, like get sent to deserted islands and their faces get like, all blistery and
yeah,
peely, and I just,
yeah, it's disgusting.
It's like that. I would bring a bucket of sunscreen.
Yeah, sunscreen. I think I would bring like something that I could drink water, mm-hmm, like a filter,
like the filter
from
thing?
The ocean water.
I said that.
Oh
too.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah. I would bring a Taylor's Midnights with all the songs on it and
right,
like
full version
in a CD player. Does that count as one?
I don't know. It might.
That like a CD player with that album in it,
right?
So I could just listen. How many things did I say? Three.
Yeah, unless the CD and CD player count as
true
four.
That could count as four.
Okay.
My so last thing, I was gonna say my mom, but I don't want my mom to be deserted. So I'm gonna say my boyfriend, because that man would do anything for me, and I could just sit there all day.
Wow, we're really hyping Mark up today. Mark is getting
highlighted all day, and he would literally be like sailing out to sea to like catch fish, and I'd be like tanning.
And your sunscreen.
With my
damn,
sunscreen.
We're really, really hyping Mark up today.
I know.
God, okay. Fair.
Oh my God.
what's a compliment you've received that stuck with you?
Oh, this is such a nice question.
Oh my gosh, I love this question.
Oh my gosh, I love this
I
question.
Think.
I think. One time one of my old bosses told me that was like the glitter and the confetti of our workplace.
Oh my God.
I know. Isn't that nice?
That's so cute.
And they were like, you're always just so like positive. And I was like, thank you. And I think about that a lot.
That's so cute. I agree.
Thanks.
Yeah. What's your favorite food?
Ice cream.
Right. Duh. Besides your phone or wallet, what are a couple of must-have handbag items?
Summer Fridays lip butter balm.
Correct.
My I have this like essential oil, like it's from the brand SAJE Sage. And it's like peppermint, but it's like cooling, like it feels like icy hot on you. Mm. And whenever I get super anxious, I put that on.
Oh,
so I
nice.
Need to have that. What else? My AirPods, my Kindle.
Yeah, I was gonna say Aspen will go
everywhere.
Anywhere with a Kindle and she'll be fine as long as Aspen has her Kindle.
Yeah, and gum. Mm.
Also those little perfume rollers that we both have.
Oh yeah, perfume rollers. I love like a roller.
Yeah,
essential oils, perfume, yeah, like anything that'll make me smell good. Yeah,
I didn't say that last week, but I would agree that what did you want to be when you grew up in elementary school, high school, and college?
In elementary school, I wanted to be a pop star.
Yeah, we all knew the answer to that question.
In high school, I went through a lot of phases. Well, in high school, like, I was so delusional. Like, I thought I was going to be famous. So, like,
I like how you thought you were going to be famous, but you didn't,
I didn't
like,
try.
Have anything.
No,
to,
I know.
You didn't do anything
I know.
To be famous.
Literally, I know. This was, like, what my mom and I always talk about this, like, I was
like,
always
sure,
like, one
yeah.
day I'm going to be famous.
Yeah, and that's great, but like, in
but
what?
Like, for no reason.
Right, yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
I wasn't trying.
Yeah.
So, like, I thought I was going to be famous for I don't know what. I would have been a perfect, like, real influencer, you know?
Yeah.
But
you weren't doing it.
I know, but I didn't go on my phone, so.
Right, exactly.
that's
so that's
problem.
Why I'm like.
yeah. And then for a second, I wanted to, like every girl in the world, I wanted to open a coffee shop / ice cream shop.
I can't say I ever had that thought. ever. Not once
I go
in my
like
life.
Every girl in the world.
Not me. I'm not like other girls.
I really wanted to open an ice cream shop. Like, I had so many plans for it.
I mean, that's that. Yeah. That yeah. makes sense.
Like, I really like it still could one day happen. And then I wanted to like be a backup dancer. Mm-hmm. And that was something that I like actually thought I was going to do until I realized that it wasn't really that stable of a career. And then in college, I had no idea what I wanted to do. So I studied nutrition because I thought for a second I wanted to become a dietitian.
You need so much school to be a dietitian.
I know. And that's why I didn't do it. So I thought, okay, this was my thought process. I wanted to be a dietitian. Like, I really wanted to be, like, a holistic nutritionist or something at first. And then I was like, okay, no, like, I can't study that. So I was like, maybe I'll just, like, try to do dietetics. And I really liked what I was learning. Like, I really enjoyed the school, but I didn't want to do the job. Like, right. I didn't want to work in a hospital. I didn't want to, like, work for the government.
Yeah.
And so they didn't, like, leave me a lot of options. And then I was like, maybe I'll do something, like, work with people who like have eating disorders. Yeah. And like for a second I thought that's what I was gonna do, and then I didn't want to go back to school.
Yeah.
And so yeah, in college I was lost. Yep. I had no idea what I wanted to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you're like me, it gets better.
You'll figure it out eventually. It's fine. What is your go-to karaoke song?
I think it would be probably like Mamma Mia or like something Taylor Swift.
Right.
Obviously.
No one's shocked.
Yeah.
That's a loaded question. What are you most likely to splurge on?
Probably travel or like my hair. I guess it gets kind of expensive.
I'm pretty sure I said my tattoos and my Botox.
Yeah. Like it's so very like,
that's a fair
it's
answer.
Just like those things are expensive.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely travel.
What's your favorite book?
My favorite book's Adelaide. It's by Genevieve Wheeler or Harry Potter.
Right. Is Adelaide? No. That's not the one. What's the movie with Blake Lively?
Oh, it's not this. It's Age of Adeline. Yeah. That's it. Very close.
Yeah. Okay. What's your biggest fear? Spiders.
Spiders. Correct. Not if I have more fears, I just don't want to talk about it.
One time Aspen told me that she would rather get kidnapped than see a spider, and I think that that's the craziest thing she's ever said to me. It's really stuck with me for like months.
You guys know like what is it called, arachnophobia or whatever? Like I actually like medically have that. Like
she told me this once and I literally have not forgotten it, and it was like probably a year ago.
No,
she
like
told me
I can't, oh my god, I can't even think about spiders. Like I have this weird, like, I'm like Spider-Man, where, like, if I'm in a room, I immediately know where there's a spider. Like, I turn my head and I'm like, I know there's a spider over there. Like, I just have, like, this sense of where a spider is, and I, like, freeze, and I can't kill it because I'm so scared to go close to them. I don't know why. Also, I told Kaya, every time we travel for Taylor Fest, I Google, are there tarantulas in... the city that we travel
to. The same
to.
Conversation where she said she'd rather get kidnapped than see a spider.
Like, okay, maybe not see a spider, but see a tarantula. Yeah. Oh my god, it's making me like want to throw up. Like I can't. Okay. I have more fears than that. Everyone, that's like deeper, but I just don't want to talk about it.
Right. What is one thing you need to have in your fridge at all times? The shredded chicken.
Shredded chicken.
The pre-cooked shredded chicken.
Pre-cooked shredded chicken, because I hate cooking chicken. Or bananas, but I keep those not in my fridge. Mm. Or ice cream. Mm.
Ice cream's a good answer.
Yeah, but that's in the
I
freezer.
Just know that every time I'm over here,
there's always pre-packaged shredded chicken.
Yeah, which is so valid.
I put in everything.
Yeah, and that's fair.
That's the life hack to being an adult.
Yeah.
Pre-packaged shredded chicken.
Or like even the rotisserie chickens from the grocery store. Yep. Something about those rotisserie chickens is just so much better.
Yeah.
Like I could just literally eat a rotisserie
Me
chicken.
Me too. I always do.
It's so good for no... so like good. What... I don't understand what they do.
I think they're like... Wait, how do they cook that?
On a rotisserie.
But they... I think they put like a salty like something on it.
They have to put something like on the skin.
Yeah.
But it's also just like so juicy. Like,
yeah, it's really
like
good.
It's the juiciest chicken you could possibly have. God, it's so good.
Yeah.
Anyway. What's your favorite TV show of all time?
Gossip Girl or Sex in the City.
Me just knowing all of your answers.
I know you're like, let me, we should do like the
oh, like the quizzes to yeah see how well we know each other,
or like the what's the newlywed game
where oh my god, we should
you
do
like
that.
Answer for
I'll
each
see that
other
next week.
That's okay, that'll be fun. Now that we have all these answers.
Yeah. What was the movie that made you cry your eyes out?
Oh my god, okay, first of all, Star is Born,
so real.
Yeah,
so real.
Second, I recently saw this movie called A Man Called Otto.
Oh my god, I've heard about that.
Don't. Well, it was pretty good.
I'm not gonna watch it.
I'm not kidding. I was hysterically sobbing like someone I know died. Like, it was the saddest movie I've ever seen in my entire life from start to finish. But it was so good. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It was like a really well-made, like, wholesome movie. But oh my god, it right was so sad. I was sobbing.
Noted. Will not be watching. Fave place we've traveled for Taylor Fest?
Chicago.
Same. Right. Favorite movie?
Mamma Mia.
Right.
Mamma Mia 2.
Oh, which one?
I know. I can't decide.
Did you say they're making a third one?
They are?
Yeah. I saw. Well, I saw it somewhere.
Wait,
I
are you serious?
It's real. Yeah, I saw someone post about it. I don't know, like,
I need to look into this.
Yeah, maybe don't take my word for that. Okay, what's a habit you want to break?
Look at my phone when I wake up.
Yeah, I won't be doing
that.
I
do that.
Heard. Yeah. What do you do when you're sad to feel better?
Take a shower. Or go on a walk.
No, when I washed my hair the other day, I was like, oh, thank god.
Take a shower, everyone.
Do you have any fave lyrics off the top of your head? I don't even think I answered this question last week because I was just like, I don't know off the top of my head. Like, I can't think of any.
I like the lyrics from Snow on the Beach that says, I've said this before, but life's emotionally abusive. Time can't stop me quite like you did. And my flight was awful. Thanks for asking.
Real.
But like, I wouldn't say those are like my favorite Taylor Swift lyrics of all time. Mm-hmm. But like, those are like what come
some
to mind.
Favorites, yeah. Yeah. I don't think I answered this last week, but one of them would have to be, if she's got blue eyes, I will.
Oh yeah, surmise that you'll probably date her.
Nothing incites rage in me like
that's
that
such
lyric
a good lyric.
Like, that just really makes me so angry because I
how
feel,
did you write that?
I feel so seen. Anyway, this isn't about me. What is your favorite?
It can be.
What's your favorite Eras Tour show that you went to?
This is so hard.
I mean, I listed like four last
no
week.
I know, like, I want to say the first
right
night.
Yeah.
Because
it was
like
insane.
We had no idea what was happening.
It was crazy.
But like then the second night was the closest that I've ever been to her. Mm-hmm. So that was crazy.
Yeah.
But then also I liked when I was in LA because she played You Are In Love.
Yep.
So I don't know. Yeah, but also hard. It was fun when we went here. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah.
Going here was crazy just because like
she was here.
It was crazy because she was here and it's been so long since we like had a big concert like that here.
Yeah.
Because like Harry was not here.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your dream travel destination?
The Mamma Mia Island. Every answer is Mamma Mia.
No, that's fair. I've been there. It's valid.
Oh my god, you
it's
have?
Valid. Yeah.
Tell me everything.
We can talk about this later. We gotta wrap this up. I got parking. I don't want to get a parking ticket.
Oh yeah, true.
We're almost done.
I'm like in extreme detail. Tell me everything about the Mamma Mia Island.
I'll just send you pictures.
Or the South of France.
That's a good one too. I haven't been there, but that's a good one.
Or what's the Lake Como or whatever it's called?
Mm-hmm. Cuomo?
Yeah. I want to go there.
I don't know. Yeah, but yeah. Okay, what's your top 3 favorite concerts that you've ever been to? Am I okay? Top 3 favorite concerts that you've ever been to?
Are we like grouping like eras in one?
Yeah, that's okay. What I did.
Eras tour?
Right.
I'm going to just choose, because I went to Taylor's earlier tours, but I'm going to pick Reputation because it was so good.
Yeah.
And then who else have I had fun at? I would also say Bleachers.
Yeah, that one was just like really wholesome, good time.
Yeah, Bleachers, like I've seen Bleachers in a lot of different places and I just all of them together.
Yeah, but also so them good at Red Rocks is
Red Rocks is good.
It's perfect. Wow, Harry's just dirt to
you. Oh my god, I forgot I saw Harry Styles.
You literally cried at Harry Styles and you're just gonna
I forgot about him.
Put him in the ground.
I'm crazy. Also gonna say Harry Styles on Halloween.
Right. Fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite cocktail?
Aperol spritz.
Right.
Or a dirty martini or right. espresso martini.
Right. Yep. Yep. Okay. If you could make a documentary about anything, what would it be? There's so many possibilities.
There's so many things.
I have like a list running through my head of what you could say.
I've had so... I should make a new notes page of things you I want to make a documentary
This is a good
about.
Notes page question.
That's a good... Okay.
I'm like...
Something like about the ocean for sure.
Bermuda
like,
Triangle.
Okay, well, did you know that... Did you know that bears don't sleep when they hibernate?
Yes.
I'm not kidding. I thought this whole time that bears were asleep for three months.
I did know that.
Okay, because one of my friends told me this and she was like, it just means that they don't have to eat as much.
I think they just like explain it to you that way as a child. So it's like easier for you to comprehend.
Like, that's so stupid. I'm sorry. Yeah. They should just tell us.
No,
and
I
then
know.
Like I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about it. And I was like, why is everyone just figuring this out right now?
Yeah.
Anyways.
I mean, like when I was little, that's what I thought. But then I.
No, I really thought that was what it, like to
But I also
day.
Grew up in the middle of the woods where we had bears.
Yeah, so, sure. Like, and you saw them. In, they were no, still literally, out in the winter. I'm not kidding. When we were like skiing and stuff, I'd be like, well, we're fine because the bears are hibernating.
Oh, that's like, that's, I'm not okay. That's
so but funny. Yeah, I would say like the like deep ocean, like giant squids or like. Yeah. Like
deep ocean, like Mariana's Trench.
Mariana's Trench, agreed.
Okay, I think we changed this question when I did it. So like, what are your three celebrities you'd love to have a like dream dinner party guests?
Oh god, yeah, I forgot about this.
I think I said Milo Manheim, Sabrina Carpenter, and Taylor Swift.
Okay, I want to say Taylor Swift, but like I'm so like my stomach is hurting just saying this word.
Yeah. It's funny because you're more afraid of meeting Taylor Swift and I'm more afraid of meeting Harry Styles.
Yeah, like I just, so I don't like think I ever want to meet her. Like yeah. I do, but like, I guess in the dinner party I would, but then I would just be like, can we not stop hanging out?
Right. Well, the dinner party would be the perfect place for you to hang out. You'd
know,
have
true,
so much time.
Like, yeah, but like that's still not
It wouldn't
enough
just
time.
Be like a meet and greet. Like you'd actually have a whole
like,
meal
I have
with
so
her.
Many things that I want to say. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I know Jack Antonoff would be there.
Okay,
that's all I know. And let's see who else. Jack Antonoff, maybe. I'm trying to think of like not. Okay, you know who? Sarah Jessica Parker.
That's a
such
good one.
A random. But
yeah,
like,
but that's good.
Yeah. And
so Jack,
really
Antonoff,
go, Jack Antonoff,
Sarah Jessica Parker.
This one is gonna be the weirdest dinner in the world.
Okay, who's your third? Who's going to bring this table together?
My mom.
That's going to make her so happy to hear.
I know.
My mom's going to text me and be like, why didn't you save me for your...
It's just because I'm too indecisive to think of a different person. And I know my mom wouldn't make it awkward.
She's going to be so happy that you said that. She's literally going to be thrilled.
And Taylor's gosh. Like... If Taylor gives me more time than like 8 hours, then you can come.
Okay.
But like, we got a lot to discuss.
We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Well,
is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh my God. Thank God. I'm sweating.
You made it. You did it. I think I was sweating too.
It wasn't that hard, but like,
no,
I don't know
like,
why.
It's like, just like hard to like have someone like, just ask you questions.
Yeah. Like imagine how famous
I don't know
feel.
How they, I mean, they have a lot of training.
True.
But yeah.
And they get asked like deeper questions too.
Yeah.
My favorites are like Renee. Did you see Renee Rapp like posted and it was like someone tweeting and they were like, she's so good at dodging questions.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was like her text of what she said. And it yeah. was literally like a roundabout. Like she never answered any of the questions.
Yeah.
So funny. And Harry does that too.
Yeah, he does.
He just
loves
answer.
A roundabout.
Yeah. Okay. Well, love you guys. Thanks for listening to me answer questions. Hope that you liked that.
Hope you learned something today about Aspen.
Yeah.
And I fear it was that she has a long-term, happy, committed relationship.
But thank you guys for listening. And maybe next week we'll do the newlywed game to stay on
I think
this
it'd be
trend. But yeah. Everyone, please go follow us on Instagram at Burning the Disco Down Pod and TikTok at Burning the Disco Down. And please buy Taylor Fest tickets because
yes.
we really want to dance with you and tell your friends and all everyone you know.
And there's more cities getting announced soon.
Yes.
But we will see you
next week.
Next week.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
We wish we could see you.
We'll see you if you live in Texas. Come to Houston and Dallas.
Oh my God, true. We will see you.
Then come, please.
Yeah, please. Please come. Please. Please come.
Please.
Please come. Okay, bye.
Thanks. Love you, bye.